Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Mark. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a quick opinion survey and would like to have also your opinion. With which political party are you registered?
Republicans.
Okay. And are you, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the Republican election for the U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20th? Have you already voted by mail-in ballot? Definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? You're somewhat likely to vote?
Definitely going to vote.
Okay, thank you. And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican elections?
In person.
In person? Thank you. And what is your main racial background? Is it Asian or white Caucasian, African American, or Hispanic?
White.
Thank you. Is your age range between 18 and 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
66 to 75.
And you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you have, that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person, or if you have never heard of them. The first one is Chris Knuckle.
Have not heard of.
Okay. Christina Fitzpatrick.
Not heard of.
Heard of? Okay. Kamala Harris?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Mike Fasano?
What was the last name?
Fasano. F-A-S-A-N-O.
I think he's our tax collector for Pasco County. So I've heard of him.
Do you have any opinion about him?
Favorable.
Favorable? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Mariano?
I've not heard of.
Not heard of? All right. And Gabriel Papadopoulos?
I've not heard of.
Not heard of. And finally, Lisa Jaeger?
I've heard of her, but I have no opinion on her.
No opinion? Okay, thank you. Now you'll be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. If the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Michelle Mandarin or John Legge?
I don't know yet.
Okay, no worries. And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards, Michelle Mandarin or John Legge?
I don't know. I have to research them.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Lisa Jaeger, Gabriel Papadopoulos, or Christina Fitzpatrick?
Probably Lisa Jaeger.
Mm-hmm. You said probably, right?
Probably, yeah.
Thank you. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Gina Finocchiaro or Jack Mariano?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with them.
With them? Okay. So, basically, if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Either Gina Finocchiaro or Jack Mariano?
They're both Republicans?
I'm not sure, honestly.
Yeah. So, I really don't know because I usually like to do research before I vote on the candidates and what their positions are, and I haven't had time to do that yet.
Okay, got it. Now, from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Lisa Jaeger? in her campaign for Pasco County Commission in the past few weeks. Have you saw any television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home from Lisa or a campaign volunteer or something else? Or you haven't read or heard anything?
I received a mail piece in the mail.
Received a mail? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And did what you see, read or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Lisa Jagger in the elections for Pasco County Commission?
Probably more likely.
Somewhat more likely?
Yes.
Okay. I will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Conservative? Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat, thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Is it less than high school diploma, a high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's of 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor of 4-year degree, or postgraduate?
Some college or trade school.
Some college or trade school, thank you. And that was actually the last question. I highly appreciate your time and sharing your opinion with me. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.